I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Today I want to talk about what is often the most important and often the most difficult single thing to do in metal detecting. I'm talking about getting permission to hunt a property. If you hunt a prime location without first getting permission, you could be arrested for trespassing, or you might even be shot. And it's best to get permission in writing if you're hunting isolated land where a neighboring farmer may try to run you off a field you actually have permission to hunt. Showing him a note from the landowner will usually solve that problem. Even public places like beaches, parks, and schoolyards, which may be legal to hunt, can attract well-meaning but uninformed citizens who think you're doing something illegal and ask you to leave. Showing a note from the local police department is the best way to answer such a complainer. I teach a treasure hunting seminar in a small town, and before my first session, I sent an email to the superintendent of the town's recreation department. It said, "Dear Mr. Thomas, I will be teaching a class soon on metal detecting, and one of our activities will be practicing with detectors in local parks. I practice and will teach responsible digging techniques, leaving no holes and striving to make the ground look like nobody has been there. We will also remove all the junk we find, rusty metal, shredded aluminum cans, pull tabs, etc. Please let me hear from you, and thanks for your time, Dan Hughes." He emailed me back, "Dan, that will be okay as long as you leave things as you find them." Very simple, but all I needed. I printed out the two emails, mine first and then his answer, on the same sheet of paper. I keep that paper in my glove compartment so that if a policeman asks me to leave, I can show him the note from the park superintendent that gives me permission to detect in the parks. You need to know the ground rules for each community you plan on working. Each state has its own laws, and many municipalities have their own local laws. You have to ask locally. Here in Illinois, for example, some state parks allow detecting, and some don't. And for the ones that do, there's no fee, but you must sign in at the welcome station before you detect. For schools, talk to the principal, and again, try to get a note. Now here's an idea for you. A treasure hunter contacted a school's science teacher and offered to bring his detector to class and give a demonstration to the kids. Before class, he planted a few coins in the playground sandbox just to be sure he would find something to show them. His demonstration earned him permission to hunt the school grounds whenever he wanted. Winter is a good time to line up your permissions. When the ground is frozen and covered with snow, and all you can do is dream about getting out there with your detector, spend some time contacting the small communities in your area to learn their local detecting ordinances or rules. Be sure to write down the names of the people you talk to and have those names with you when you're detecting those areas. Here's another idea that might help you get permission to hunt properties that would otherwise be off-limits. Let your local police know your hobby is metal detecting. Ask them to write down your name and phone number, or better yet, have some business cards made, and tell them you want to volunteer your services whenever the need arises for a metal detecting specialist. Treasure hunters have been called in to help authorities find such things as bullets and even guns in criminal cases. Once you've helped the local police department in a case and they get to know you, they will be more likely to let you hunt in areas where others are not allowed. For more tips on treasure hunting, see the bottom of my webpage, treasuremanual.com. That's all one word, treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.